You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Goodness and mercy. Now, I'm going to read you. It's a song by Generation. What's it called? Generation Worship? Elevation, not Generation. This is a generation, but that's the elevation. And it's this song called Mercy. And it's talking about me. Because see, I don't know about you, but I know about me. He says that I'm living proof of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you will believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. He took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. So that's the text I'm giving to leave. No, I'm just joking. Because, man, I'm telling you, I don't know what you've been through this year, but you know what you've been through. But the fact that you're still sitting there, your bills are still being paid. Now, you might can't pay all of it, but you haven't been evicted. Curly and I, in charge of the church, we haven't got anything from anybody that says, I need some food. So I know you're eating. Nobody has called for a ride, so I know you got a car. Or you got provision. But I want to just bring us back to where we need to be through his goodness and his mercy. In Psalms chapter 136, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Now, giving thanks to the Lord, anytime somebody gives you something, what should you say?
Thank you.
Okay. But if it's not as big as you think it should be, do you hold back the thanks or you still say thank you? Do you talk about them as you leave? They just gave me. They gave you more than what you had before you got it. If they give you $10, you didn't have that $10 before you got it. Because he is good. So if God is good, then what is it that he gives us? So we can't blame him for sickness because he's good. We can't blame him for poverty because he's good. For his mercy endures forever. When we go to heaven, his mercy is still down here. Because somebody's going to need it. Y'all know that, right? Maybe your uncle, maybe your aunt, maybe your brother, maybe your sister, maybe your mom, maybe your dad. They still need it. But it endures forever. So that means it never runs out. It never gets tired. You never have to wonder where it is. Sometimes we do, though, don't we? We wonder where it is. God, where were you on this? And later on, he'll show you. Every good thing is from God. So if it's a bad thing, is it God? Okay, I'm just checking. In James chapter 1, verse 17 to 21, it says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. Where did it come from? It comes down from the Father of lights, the creator and sustainer of the heavens. So he keeps everything where it's supposed to be. The water can't come up from the sea unless he allow it to. He told it where to stop because he knew I would be on the shore. Y'all ever been to the beach and you got close to the water and the water came up and you had to kind of constantly move? In whom there is no variation, no rising or setting. So it never goes out. He never goes out. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He has no variable in this area. He's just consistent. Y'all know consistent people? When you get around consistent people, what do you think? You know exactly what they're going to do. Because they're consistent. The challenges in marriages are, can I say about consistency? If you married a consistent person, they're going to always do what they always done. But then you marry an inconsistent person, you never know what they're going to do. So can you be flexible? I got to look at the clock. Where my clock at? Over there. Y'all know what to talk about, consistency and inconsistency. Because the consistent person is going to try to change the inconsistent to be consistent, and the inconsistent is going to try to change the consistent person to be that way too. And then we got a challenge. How many of y'all like to change? Raise your hand if you like to change. Nobody like to change. Amen. All right, so I'm going to move on. And check this out. And it says the shadow casts his turn. So that means that he's always looking at us. We never see his back. We never see his side. Because he's always looking towards us. For he is perfect and never changes. So I'm just talking about the goodness of God. So the word goodness, this is about his love and how he cares for us. He blesses us. Anybody got a blessing? Anybody got blessed this morning? Y'all shout it out to him. I'm going to talk real fast. Huh? He got up. He said he just woke up. That's a blessing. In your right mind. You just didn't wake up, but you was in your right mind. Wasn't in the wrong mind. Y'all know what the wrong mind is, right? When you wake up with an attitude. Anybody ever woke up with an attitude? Yeah. Hey, see, everybody raised their hand. Y'all stop lying over on this side. I'm just talking about the blessings. His goodness is his blessing. His generosity. He is full of generosity. He's always giving us. Some of the things he gives us, we didn't know we got. That's how ministry works. You don't know about your gifts and talents until you have to use them. You want to have the plan. You want to have it all down pat. But he's just constantly giving. Let me see, do I have anything on that? Y'all give me a second. Because his goodness, man. His goodness. Let's see what I got on his goodness. All right, so under the blessings, the definition of that is special favor. When he's blessing us, we didn't earn it. That's why it's a favor. And it's a benefit to whenever he blesses us. Now, I love this word because, see, that's who I married. I married somebody that has generosity. So I had to learn that. Man, you ever had to learn anything from your wives? Raise your hand. You had to learn something. I'm by myself again. I got two on that side. Thank you, Jesus. Generosity. This is it. Liberally giving. But check this out. This is where he delivered me from through my wife. Freedom from small thinking. So when we usually talk about generosity, when God gives us something, he don't give us small. He moved my wife and I out of the small house we was in. Because he said, I got to move you to a bigger house so I can get you to start thinking different. So he doesn't have smallness in him. Whatever we have, he wants us to have more. Because he knows if we get more, we're going to share. Because if you got a little bit, you're going to think about your little bit before you help somebody else. Am I lying on anybody? Okay. I'm going to keep on going. His generosity is quickness. And it's ease, quickness. He sees a need and he feels it. Then we got a God that his goodness represents. What's going on? His goodness represents provision. That's arranging or preparing beforehand. He don't wait till we need it before he gives it. He doesn't wait. He has already prepared for what is about to take place. And it goes on to say he's the meeting of needs. Before we need it, he has already made a provision for it. Then it goes on to say about his goodness. We're just talking about his goodness, his love and care for us, his protection. being protected, preservation from injury or harm. That's what he's doing for us. He's protecting us from what's about to come. He told us to turn. No, don't go that way. Go this way. But Lord, I always drive that way. That's the way I go home. But he's trying to protect us about a crash that's about to happen. I just got to talk about protection for a second. I had a client that comes from out of state for counseling. And we always pray the closing prayer where you get rid of all the stuff that you was thinking about. And so I stopped in the middle of the prayer and I said, on the way home, God has sent warring angels to protect you. And she just looked at me. And so she went on driving back. All of a sudden, she's riding down the road, and I told her in advance, I say, because of his goodness, don't be surprised how much you cry when you go home. Because, see, sometimes that's all we can do. We just cry when we think about how mad we was at him and when he showed us who he really was. And this young lady, when she came back for the next session, she says, before we start, can I share something with you? She said, I'm riding down the road, and a car from another lane go through trees, comes after towards my car, but it hits a car in front of me instead of me. That's the protection that he asked me to pray before she left. So see, he always has provision, so he planned for her protection. She thought she was coming up for an appointment, but God was allowing her to get healed and then to go back safely. Because how can she tell other people about how good God is if she did? Mercy. Uh-oh. That's when we don't get what we do deserve. How many of us know we're supposed to be in jail? We know we're supposed to be dead. Y'all, we got caught with somebody. Amen. Let me see them hands. Oh, they got a few people on this side. We just didn't get caught. We made it out in time. Just understand what mercy is. See, he says goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. How many of us know that we barely missed it? Barely made it out. Okay. All right. Amen. I appreciate it. All right. We got it on both sides. Okay. Appreciate your honesty. Hiss it. So, Now, this gets deep right here. I want to talk to y'all about this, Nicole. I'm going to talk to you about it. This mercy. The mercy of God is so in depth that they couldn't find an English word to use it. So I had to go to the Hebrew. Because the Hebrew says this is an in-depth word. The English can't translate the depth of his word. See, when we understand the depth, how deep this thing goes, boy, I said, okay, what is it? So his mercy is about forgiveness. It's about forgiveness. We have been forgiven. We are forgiven for the things that we are about to do. He has already made the provision for that. Now, does that mean we should go ahead and do it? Probably not. His forgiveness is manifested in our lives. When you hurt, the first place you need to go is forgiveness. Get that as an attitude. Make that a lifestyle. Some of us have a lifestyle of eating, working out, what else? Watching certain shows. Shopping, sexing. Yeah, I said it. But we need a lifestyle of forgiveness because it's mercy. That means we didn't get what we do deserve. When we would deserve to go to hell, he said, no, I got something for him. I got mercy for him. And this forgiveness is manifested in such a way. I mean, had anybody else forgiven you of something you did? I know they have for me. It's called Jesus. He forgave us. And if he forgives us, how come we have a challenge forgiving somebody else? But then let's look at his grace. Anybody ever operated in grace? Where things are going smooth, not because of what we did, but because of who he is? I mean, this stuff is real, guys. When we step back and look at the things he's done for us. Steadfast love. No matter what you do, you can't get God to turn his back on you. I can't get God to turn his back on me. I might do the wrong things, but his love is steadfast. That means it's the same. When I'm good, when I'm bad, guess what? It's the same. But when we act up and we get affected by people, do they change their love? What do you say, sometime? What this side saying? I can't hear y'all. Y'all don't get special with your love? Anybody ever took the Christmas present back? I was going to get them this, and then I changed my mind. Anybody ever did that? Would y'all tell the truth if it was so? I see three hands on this side. Oh, y'all holding down over here. Y'all good? Steadfast love. It's the same all the time. See, all that's included in mercy. Kindness. Oh, Mike?
You might not have taken the Christmas gift away that year, but you made a mental note for next year.
Like, okay.
That's going to be a budget. Like, okay. You don't get more than
$20. Okay, all right. Your budget went from 30 to 40 to down to 20. Because that love not there no more. Or you adjusted the love. But see, he don't adjust his love. When's the last time somebody did something kind for you and you were surprised by it? Raise your hand if somebody did something kind for you. All right, can I get a mic over here and a mic over here? You just keep your hand up. Now, she said, don't talk to me. Okay. All right. Give me somebody. What did kindness look like? How did it surprise you?
So we went on a trip recently, and the shower gel in the bathroom was this specific. It was, what was it, mint and rosemary?
Okay.
And it was very nice. And I commented on how nice it was. And then when we got back home, like on a Tuesday, I went to take a shower, and I opened the shower curtain, and somebody.
Who's somebody?
Bought a big bottle of that soap. Yeah.
We call that brownie points. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was listening. So you gotta listen. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay. That's real close to me. So my love language is food.
Okay.
And my coworker, I just love my coworker. She's just so sweet.
Okay.
And one day I was at work before she was. And she texted me and was like, hey, are you at work? And I thought she just needed me to be there to, like, let her in the door. But she came in and she brought me breakfast.
Okay. All right, so that's kindness.
Yeah, I was surprised.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Just keep your hand up so he can get to you.
On Friday. My nanny family, so I work for two families. I watch their kids at the same house. It's a whole thing. And it's a lot. And Friday evening, the moms both separately texted me and said, we just want you to know that, like, we don't know what we would do without you, and we're so thankful for you. And it, like, made me cry because it was just, I wasn't expecting it, and it was just so affirming. It had been a really hard week.
Okay.
We have one teething baby and one tantruming toddler, and it's just a whole lot.
Right, that's a good
language. And so they texted me and were like, we know it's been hard, and you're, like, killing it, and we're so proud of you. And it just was, like, the nicest thing.
Okay, what you needed at that time. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yes, ma'am.
I can actually share, during this situation, well, during the times that I've been working very late at this job that I'm temporarily at right now, my husband, he has been having food ready for me. Praise the Lord.
I
don't have to pick up anything. So I just want to thank God for just touching his heart. You know, he didn't know I was going to say that, but I just want to thank him that he's been cleaning the house and just doing things for me. And so I just thank God for that.
Amen.
And that is kindness.
Kindness. That's kindness. Okay. Amen. Loyalty. God's mercy is loyalty. It's loyal to us. He's not thinking about what he's going to do for somebody else. He's thinking about what he's going to do for us. Loyalty. You don't have to wonder what's going to happen. I know we do, don't we? Lord, when, and what else? What other questions would you ask? How, Lord, how? When you going to change? Who, Lord? Faithfulness. You ever got somebody that you know you can depend on? I mean, in the natural. Yeah. How easy is it to be around them? Because you know if they say they're going to do it, what they're going to do? They're going to do it. And the Bible even talks about if you promise something, do it to your own harm. You know what that means, right? It means that before you said that you were going to help with that, you should have thought about your schedule. And so you want to follow through on what you said because you promised that you were going to do it. So he said, before you promise, think about your schedule so that you can be known as faithful, somebody that can be relied on. Yeah, y'all understand now about how different companies now are promising that they'll be there, like AC people are saying they'll be there in 15 minutes or it's free. And then you're looking at the clock because you're thinking it's going to be free. But if you find a company that's consistent, you want to go with them. And are you just going to go with them or are you going to tell other people about them? So then that means we need to tell other people about Jesus because he's faithful. He's consistent. Goodness and mercy work together. So remember in Psalms 23, and it says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. They work together. They are combined. You can't find one without finding the other. So, his goodness to supply every want. That's what his goodness does. It supplies every want. You want something, ask for it. Remember I did a teaching a couple months ago on give yourself permission? How many of y'all still living in that lifestyle? Give yourself permission. You ask for something special. Chris said, yes, sir. Goodness to supply every want. See, we get to this place where we don't think that we can ask for what we want. You can ask God for something. Because his love is steadfast. But we also have mercy to forgive our sins. Did you have to forgive anybody this morning before you came to church? Raise your hand, you had to forgive somebody. Amen. She's not the only one. I see you over there. I see you back there. I see you over there. The quicker you do it, the faster it's gone. Then his goodness also, goodness to provide. Now remember, goodness and mercy, they're working together. So goodness to provide. He has the provision already established for us. Oh, well, check this out. But then we have mercy to pardon. Any of you guys know about people that have been in prison and they got pardoned? So it appears as if they had been forgotten, that nobody remembered them. Nobody thought about their case. But see, he pardons us on a daily basis. And this was research from F.B. Murray. But y'all check this out. Goodness and mercy. Remember when we talk about how it follows us? But this is the definition of relentless pursuit. Continue without becoming weaker. How many people have pursued something and then gave up on it? Thank you. Two people over here. One over here. Two. Okay. But what he's saying, I'm always pursuing you. I'm always bringing you to what you need manifested in your life. That's what we're talking about, thankfulness, is that he continues without becoming weaker. So he don't need a snack. He don't need, what's that coffee everybody be drinking? Starbucks. Where's Shell at? Starbucks. He doesn't get weaker. Or Tim said latte. Somebody said latte. He don't need a latte. He just continually comes. Relentless. That means if I got to step over some things, if I got to go under some things, if I got to get on top of some things, I'm going to see to it. This is God talking to us, how he follows us. So if we think we're doing something he don't know about it, if he's always there, then he's always seeing. He goes on to say, remaining determined. I'm determined. I mean, we have gone after people like that, haven't we? Were we determined that boo? I'm going to get that boo. That boo going to like me. That boo going to love me. They tell you, no, don't call me no more. And what you do? Call. Okay, see, this side talking about call. What this side? Y'all special over here. What's going on? Y'all never pursued a boo? No. Or booette? Or, no? Okay. All right. Okay. Just checking. She said never, and she's right. My wife said never. No, she's right. She don't even pursue me now. But anyway, I'm just talking. Because a man is supposed to chase a woman. I mean, that's what my Bible says. If y'all okay with that. That's what the Bible says. Y'all need to find that scripture. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. So she don't want to be looking for me. I'm supposed to be looking for her. No worse, nobody worse she hide. I can find her, though. That's all. I can find her. If you want something bad enough, what you going to do? All right, I'm going to deviate for a second. It's okay to deviate, but we're still talking about God's goodness. All right, I'm going to tell y'all a marriage secret. Y'all ready for a marriage secret? For those who are thinking about getting married, dating, and so forth, I want to let you know something. Okay, y'all ready for it? Okay, all right, I'm just going to tell you. When a woman shuts down, she wants the man to come after her. If a woman quits, she wants the man to have the solution. So men, if we back up instead of go forward, that woman is having a problem because she was told all her life that men have the answer. So when she withdraws, she wants you to come after her. When she gets quiet, do I need to look at the exit sign there? When she gets quiet, she wants you to ask her what's wrong, but she also wants you to pursue it until you get the answer. If you quit when she quits, that's not a good place to be. Because women love hard, meaning that they overlook some stuff. Well, I need security to get out here. But when they say it's done. Because they overlooked all the way through. Women process information with both sides of their brain. When a voice is said, something is said angry, they can attach that part of the brain that houses that part of the statement. Meaning that y'all know enough wives or women to know that they have total recall. Am I lying on anybody? Whereas men's brain is processed at a different speed, so they hear the information, but they don't attach the emotion to the information. What do you say over there, young lady? Yeah, I mean, that's real. It's a psychological fact. So when a woman says how she feels or is withdrawing, she wants the man who is the king, who is the ruler, to come after her. And if you don't come, then there are points that are taken on both sides of the brain, and it's remembered. So just know that her response is not what she wants. You are to have the solution to the problem and have it figured out. Is that okay? I'm just telling you real stuff. So if you're having challenges in your relationship, guys, and the woman started to walk, you better walk after her because you got a timeline. Because, see, they love according to how we treat them. This is what God's word says about love. When you look it up in the Hebrew and the Greek, it says that their love is conditional on how we treat them. Go ahead. I'm just talking about goodness and mercy. Is that okay with y'all?
Yeah. Pastor, can you explain the difference between what you just explained and being controlling? Like
which part?
So you're saying that men are supposed to have the answer and that we're looking to them to lead the household. But can you explain the difference between leading justly and righteously and being controlling?
Well, okay. So now what I'm explaining is this piece about if the woman is having some feelings, special feelings about stuff. That's what I'm talking about right now. Now, mindset. Don't marry somebody you can't trust. I'm just telling that's real time. Don't marry somebody you can't trust. If you're dating them and you can't trust their judgment, their ideas, don't marry them because who's supposed to be the head of the household? But then us need to be wise enough to hear information that's being given to us when we ask. You understand what I'm saying? So when I'm dealing with something, I'll talk to my wife about it. Hey, honey, you know, I want to run this by you. Or she might say, honey, I'd like to share something with you. Is it okay? And I say, yeah. So we don't have it all together. If we did, we would need a helpmate. I mean, y'all understand what I'm saying? So it's not disrespect to ask your wife for help or input. It's not disrespect for your wife to share it. Now, we don't have to like it. Right? I mean, do y'all like everything? Women, do y'all like everything we say? No. Guys, do y'all like everything your wife say or your girlfriend or your whatever? But it should be open communication. Y'all understand? I mean, if you're dating somebody with somebody and you have a challenge as to understanding whether they are for me, you got the wrong person. Because whatever needs to be done should be done in the honor of we both love each other and we want the best possible outcome. I mean, that's how God works.
Could you give us an example? Men hear information, but they don't attach emotion to
it. That's just the way our brain is attached. That's the way our brain is made up of. Women attach the info. So it's like they hear the whole song and we hear part of the song, the lyrics of the song. So we don't attach the emotion to it the way a woman does.
So when we have to be mindful of our tone, you all are hearing the emotion in our tone, but you're saying you're not emotionally
so we're not registering. We're not registering the tone.
Oh.
We hear the information. We hear the words that you speak. What does some dude say? Do you hear the words coming out of my mouth? Well, we hear the words coming out of your mouth. We don't hear the tone. You follow me? So when we're trying to figure out why you're upset, because we didn't hear the tone, we heard the words coming out of your mouth. Okay? All right. Now y'all talk to God about that. That's how he designed us. Okay?
So basically, don't beat around the bush. Just come be straightforward.
Be straightforward. Okay. Yeah. Be straightforward. I'm still talking about relentless pursuit. All right? Remaining determined. So I'm just talking to you about in your relationship as well, in your marriage. This is the pursuit that a man is supposed to have towards his wife. A relentless, remaining determined. No signs of slacking. This is how God pursues us. Goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life, and this is how it's done. He doesn't slumber or sleep, so he's always thinking about how I'm going to get to him. How will I show my mercy to them? And then let's look at tenacious pursuit. Tenacious pursuit. Now that's another level, isn't it? It's not on the same level? Clinging. You ever cling to anybody? You just hold on to them, buddy. If you go down, I'm going down with you. They holding on to you. That's why they say it's for lifeguards. When they swim, they got to make sure they get control over the person they're picking up because that person will try to pull them down. Very determined to do. So when you get married, are you very determined to do? Okay, I'm going to keep on going. Not easily pulled away. This is God's goodness and mercy following us. So we can't get away from him. And he knows why. Because we need him. Let's take a minute to remember. If he's doing all that for us, can we remember a time when he blessed us? Can we? Let me get a mic over here and a mic over here. And y'all raise your hand. I'm going to go through about 6 or 8 of these, so just be ready. Just say it really quick about a time he's blessed you. Because we're talking about God's goodness and mercy.
I survived being born at 28 weeks, and I wasn't supposed to survive the first night that I was born.
And here you are.
Yeah.
How many years later?
35.
35 years later. Who else? A blessing. Blessed us. Got blessed by him.
The time he healed my husband from colon cancer and not only healed him of the colon cancer, but kept him from dying when his body was septic for a whole week.
Whole week, okay.
Yes.
Healed my husband. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, sir.
When I had my bicycle accident and I couldn't walk for like about a minute.
Okay.
And God, the good devil was trying to get me to be paralyzed.
Yeah. And how you get in here?
I walked right on
there
up in here.
It is, right there. Uh-huh. So you guys answer both questions, how he blessed us and how he healed us. Yes, ma'am.
I was blessed with three children when I wasn't even supposed to have one.
There it is right there. Mm-hmm. And one wasn't supposed to talk. I guess he didn't get the memo. Glory to God.
Healed my wife of breast cancer four times.
Okay. All right. Healed and blessed. You got somebody in the back? We're just talking about his goodness and mercy. Just want to bring you in remembrance of, because sometimes we forget.
I have survived three episodes of blood clots in both lungs.
Survived. Three blood clots. Three episodes of blood clots in your lungs. Let's talk about it provided our needs. Anybody got any? Providing our needs. Providing our needs.
I remember the time that he provided a car.
Okay.
I was blessed with a vehicle.
Okay.
No money connected at all. Just a blessing. Just gave it to me.
Gave it to me. Okay. All right. I don't need to ask why she received it. Okay.
For the first one, the multiple times over the past year that I've been like in close contact with people who have been positive with COVID and have not once had symptoms or like been tested positive or anything like that myself.
Okay.
And then for the last one, just the multiple times that people have been giving me rides, knowing that I don't have a car, okay, or when like Lyft and Uber is acting up and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Provision. All right. What about forgiving us the sins? We don't want to talk about sin, do we? Let's just say he forgave us some stuff that we don't want nobody to know about. He got us out. And some of us promised we'd never do it again if you just deliver me, Lord. You get it. And some of us kept that. How many of y'all kept that? Uh-oh. All right, okay. All right, quick hands. Okay. All right. I'm talking about his goodness, guys. The times that he has encouraged us. He ever encouraged you? I'm telling you. And when you need it, he says exactly what you need to hear. The times he's given us courage and strength to face challenges. You ever thought about somebody you need to talk to and you know you need to talk to them, but you're concerned about their reaction? You might even get fired. You're concerned about the reaction, and he gave us the strength to face the challenges. A lot of people have challenges saying no, and he gave us the strength to say no. Anybody ever hear challenges saying no? Yeah. Okay.
Thankfully, I don't have that challenge. But a time that he gave me courage and strength to face challenges, I was in a sales and marketing meeting, and the CEO attended. And, you know, we're so used to speaking up in church. I have to, like, hold back sometimes at work. And it just was brewing up inside me. It was like, ask, ask. And he kept saying, well, we have, like, $2 million in the bank, and we don't have anything. We don't know what to do with it. And I said, have you ever considered?
Uh-oh, here you come.
Paying your frontline workers more? I said, the cost of living is going up, and several of them have 2-3 jobs, and they're barely making ends meet. And you could hear a pin drop in the meeting.
Okay, okay.
And ever since then, my whole sales and marketing team, they're like, Jasmine, can you be our spokesperson for the town hall meeting?
The courage and strength to face challenges. Amen? But we're talking about what God does, his goodness and his mercy. We can't outrun it. And his goodness. That's how he thinks. That's how he is. That's what he does. So when something happened to you, and the scripture clearly said that the good gifts come from God. So don't blame God for nothing that's not good. Because he had nothing to do with that. I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. So Father, we thank you in advance for today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy that has been chased after us to get us to the place where we are in you. And it's still, we're born again, spirit filled, but it's still goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. So we want to give that the same opportunity to people who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. And so in the scripture says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you shall be saved. And that's instant. That's automatically done. And the moment you say, I do, then you are automatically in eternal life. And eternal life doesn't start when you pass. Eternal life starts when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. So those in the congregation, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, your word says that if I confess Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life, I'm now saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the Son.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.